Goosebumps.
That's not how the song goes.
Bum, 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 bum. Yes, it is.
No, but nobody says Goosebumps in the song. Bum,
bum, bum. Oh, you haven't heard that shit in a while, I see.
Possibly. This nigga said Goosebumps.
You know he knows that freaky shit. No, that spooky shit.
No, that freaky, spooky shit.
You know if he wrote...
Oh, by the way, Jax loves spooky shit.
That's wonderful.
Loves Halloween. He told me every day now for the last 2 weeks. He's been telling me, put on the spooky pumpkin. Yo, this shit kind of went hard.
You know, right? Tita.
Yo. Yo, step back. Give me some room.
Oh.
No.
No. The way that beat fucked you up just now.
Just a random boom.
No, no. You were about to go in the beat, not yet, Gary.
Woo!
Woo!
Fucking me up. Yo. Ah, look.
Hit him with it.
He said
you would be Carol.
That shit says Scorpion.
Get over here.
Sub-Zero.
Ain't this the Goosebumps song?
Kano.
What?
Sonya Blade.
What was the other one? Noob Saibot.
He wasn't part of the song, though.
Oh. Obscure people now.
My bad.
Smoke.
Let's get it.
Melina. Yeah. I like that. No, but you know what? Like, this is perfect. Because we haven't seen each other in a few months. And it's like.
Just that I miss you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Say what you just said again when he lowers it. We can't hear you. Now say what you just were saying.
I'm just talking because of the copyright shit. That's why.
No, oh, it's so, okay.
So
it's okay.
For no reason is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
We'll talk over the song, bitch.
Now you can. No, look. Yeah. This is how we're going to do it. Now you lift the. Because he didn't say what he was going to say. So now lift the song back up.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? When he wants to speak, you put it back down.
Here's my signal.
Try it out, Mike.
What is this, a Yokozuna song?
He's like, alright, man. We gonna test him now, motherfucker. I didn't know that's how the song starts.
Y'all not hip-hop historians.
I don't know how that's how the song starts. Hip-hop parade! Yo, by the way.
Yeah. Here goes
my finger.
Put it down.
By the way, guys.
What were you gonna say, Mike?
What I wanted to say the other time, Dretch had a single run, but was that his only hit? That here we go. Was that the only hit that he had?
No,
had single
they
run?
Had Hip Hop Parade.
No, he said single run.
Just him.
No, but he was featured on other songs.
Yeah,
like he had songs with Tupac. He had songs with 3LW or something.
But the way Freako was saying it, it's like
I meant not like that's like when, people say Andre 3000 deserves his props, even though everything he did was within Outkast.
Okay,
I'm saying even though everything Tretch did was within. Naughty by Nature, he deserves his.
Yeah, but Dretch had he had his New York run too. Like he had songs on what's that Nas and AZ album?
Harmony, Harmony.
Oh no, that I'm thinking of Nature. My bad.
Wait, what?
Nature.
What about
I'm thinking of Nature, not Naughty by Nature, the rapper Nature.
I'm still lost. Yeah.
What kind of cheese isn't yours? Nature cheese.
Yeah, you know, Nature's Own. Nature's very own.
Hey, shout out to John.
Shout out to my bread, yo.
And also, bread I got. Still funny.
I was just about to start the pod as motherfucker hit me with a curveball in the face. Yo, but shout out to Off the Rails, you know, that pod with hot takes and no breaks. So strap the fuck in. We back, baby. Episode I don't give a fuck. Woo, woo.
Woo.
I'm Rich all up in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
It's B big mic all up on the mic.
Cameraman is. We back, baby. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. Look, turn it up a little bit. They didn't hear that.
It's lit in here, huh?
Goddamn right, baby.
That's right.
Yo, even after taking a whole month and a half off, I still got it, baby. That intro was no skips.
No skips.
No skips. Like my CD player in ninth grade.
No, actually, those CD players, you would hit them and they would skip.
Nah, mine had the...
don't try to play us like you had a superior.
I had the 15-second anti-skip shit.
Nah, but...
You didn't have that?
That shit never really worked.
Just because it's centered on the fucking... Yeah. Just because it's centered on the CD player.
How are you fucking hitting your CDs?
So, no.
You ever ride the bus holding that shit?
Yeah.
With Parkinson's?
No. With Parkinson's.
Yo, CD players did not last for me. Like, I would need one every few months. Like, I would. Oh, shit, my echo's
tell,
real
tell
crazy.
Tell me you rich without being saying you rich.
No, I would eat it.
No, because I would ask for a CD player on a birthday and, like, Air Forces on Christmas or something. Like, it would alternate.
And you'd be like, give me two purrs.
No, I would just buy the one purr.
Mm. What was your first CD player? What was the brand?
Sony, probably.
Damn, you rich?
Sony was a very...
Mine was RCA. Common. I remember it.
RCA, maybe. I don't remember.
RCA, I got it from Save-On. Shout out to Pops. And then my first CD, I got it from the warehouse.
Warehouse. Shoe sale.
No. They didn't sell shoes. They showed CDs. The warehouse on the corner of Sunset and Western, baby.
All right. What you buy?
Rough Riders Volume 1.
That's right.
Sunset and Western. I went to the one near the Beverly Center. I like that one.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Oh, damn, you rich.
Yeah.
Or Sam Goody.
I love Sam Goody. What was the other ones? There were...
Tower Records. I miss a good fucking record store. You just walk in and just like fucking sift through the CDs that you're not gonna buy, but you just want
to
see them.
I used to go. Amoeba was great. I used to spend hours at Amoeba.
Oh, because you could go listen to them at Amoeba. Yeah. You could take them upstairs and put those dirty ass headphones.
New location?
The one in Hollywood? I've seen it, but I haven't been to it.
I don't want to.
It's not. I don't want to. No.
I mean, why do you who still buy CDs? Actually, forget that. A lot of people still buy CDs. Apparently. But, I mean, my friend told me, like, he still buys CDs.
Interesting.
Imagine, like, probably now already, but, like, when people a little bit later go, I'm into collecting CDs.
Yeah.
I'm into collecting vintage CDs.
Yeah.
Like, I told them, I just threw away hundreds of CDs.
Oh, shit. During the move?
Yeah. Which I probably should have just kept. But when I'm annoyed, I'm just like, throw it away.
Yeah. No.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
As Baby Jackson has been caught saying past couple weeks, fuck it!
With the hand up and everything.
Fuck it!
Fuck it.
Shout out to him. Yeah.
Is he at least accurate when he says it?
Oh, like, he's accurate. So, yeah, I threw away a bunch of CDs. Because they were just in like the big ass CD wallet that I had like 300 CDs. I'm not going to lie, Gary. I think I threw away some Razzle Dazzles.
No, it's okay. I understand.
I think I threw away.
How many shit on my chest did he give out?
I think I threw away the Universal Experience.
No, it was the Universal XXX Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. You threw away the wrong one.
I was thinking of the circus.
You threw away his rivals.
No.
Can I say this, though? I gave Alex's nephew...
Andy.
No.
Fucking shit, man. Fucking nephew's a kid. What's your problem?
I'm trying to guess. I don't know. I'm trying to finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna yes and that.
Oh good.
Thank you.
Or yes hand that.
Let's go.
But I gave him a full CD.
It's a fully man.
Full CD booklet, right?
Yeah.
With all my CDs. Mm. And
just your CDs? Just all Razzie CDs?
They didn't let him keep it. Yeah, no, it was all like my old rap CDs. Not my CDs, but like...
Oh, okay.
And he gave them back, but the CD was broken. The Chronic 2000... Not the Chronic 2001. The 2001 was broken, and I was kind of pissed. Like, damn. Why? Like, out of all the CDs, this is the best one.
Gave it back to you, broke?
Yeah.
Like, mom probably saw it and like, is that a weed plant? Snap that shit in half.
Yeah, so I was kind of mad at that. But, I mean, I got my CDs back, and I'm, like, holding on to them. I'm hoarding them. Just like I'm hoarding all the DVDs, thinking, like, they're going to be worth something one day.
They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of mine. I wanted to ask you something that we kind of went over. Did you actually have a rival in high school, rap-wise?
No.
I was thinking about
my rivals were like the South rappers.
His name was Brock.
No, I'm talking about Fairfax rapper. Yeah. That also, like, you know, because you, so you was just the only one in the rap game in Fairfax?
His rivals were Team Rocket.
No, a lot of people rapped, but like Team Rocket.
Team Rocket. Like, you didn't go to, because I remember.
Gary! To find a way out. Oh, yeah, that's Hobbs Mansion, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Continue.
He knew. He just had to say something. He knew.
Just like your son, man.
Oh, you look just like your daddy.
Yo, so, but you didn't go rap in the, what was that room next to the fucking, where you would get the snacks and shit, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I can't freestyle, never could.
They had the lunch shows, right?
Where all of them would rap.
They would go in and people would just rap. Yeah, I almost went. I did go to it, but I never.
I've gone to it. Or I had gone to it, but.
That's where you still go.
Still be showing up.
Yeah.
That's where Gary was mid-30s. Giving out his albums. Yeah.
That's where I give the handies.
Oh, mid 30s.
That's where the handies went down.
You kids like Yoo-Hoo?
If you really want to talk
about Yoo-Hoo with a little bit of rum or a little bit of cum.
Like Rumble Steel Skin?
Couple Skill Skin?
Come on, yo. Foreskin. no, but speaking of being old, I got carded today.
Oh,
so nice. I was like, you try to 7-Eleven.
You know when I don't get carded? Because I get carded sometimes, but when I don't get carded is when I'm wearing scrubs.
Mm, they call you Cardi B?
Yeah.
So I went to 7-Eleven.
When I be carded.
I put my shit on the
that
counter.
That was retarded.
Sure was.
I was retarded. She's like, how old are you?
Shut up, rich-tarded.
Yo! Yes!
Could have said retardo. Yo, fuck that.
You
know,
you don't like that. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
You want rich-tarded? Rich-tarded is better? Yeah.
When is bitch guard me?
Bitch-tarded.
Yo, he said he was so mad. The point is, bitch, I got corded.
I got corded. Yeah, and I felt so young, even though I've been feeling so old. And she was like, how old are you? I was like,
where are his glasses? A woman, he can't see without his glasses.
A woman after mine own. I see what this is. I see what this going to be. I see what it going to be.
I could just let that slide. Oh, I was thinking about that movie yesterday. That's why.
Yeah. What?
My Girl. When she went to the casket and Macaulay Culkin was dead.
Speaking of which, well, while you tell your story.
My Girl,
speaking of your
girl.
Yeah,
hey now.
Which one are we speaking of?
How dare you?
Speaking of your girl?
Yeah, My Girl, right here. Read this for me.
Drake on the track, Members Only, from his new album, For the Dogs. That's how I say it every time I see it. Feel like I'm bi, because you're the one of the girls.
What the fuck? Dyslexic ass.
I told you, wear his fucking glasses.
I just fucked up. I just had an aneurysm. Let me try it again. Hold on.
Can't see without.
Oh, okay. Feel like I'm bi because you're one of the guys.
Dyslexic carded.
Hold on. That doesn't make sense. Hold on.
It doesn't make sense, but it's still fucking.
Let me try this again. Feel like I'm bi. Cause you're one of the guys, girl.
Yeah, there you go. How you take your glasses off and read better?
Cause they just for sure they got no lenses. It's just all frame. It's like me, baby. I'm all frame.
I got lazy.
I got lazy.
I'm on the Ozempic.
Put a couple dollars in the collection plate. All right, so Drake, feel like I'm bi because you're one of the guys, girl.
And he's trying to look like me over here.
Is he? That's how you be looking when you go to sleep? That's how you sleep. You sleep with a shower cap on. Look like you sleep with a shower cap on. Like you wake up like a big worm. What up, big worm?
Big worm.
Nah, man. I don't. My shit hang.
What was that shit saying?
Is that
people were like speculating Drake's gay now?
No, that's something he said.
I know, but
that's what he. Why are we?
Are people pushing that? Even though that's just. Just a
just
silly
a bar,
bar.
Silly
it's
bar.
A silly bar.
Silly bar. He has a lot of silly bars on there.
Many a silly bars.
But I wish I could remember the one that
but
I was thinking of.
This album was like, I don't know if you got you. So you've ran through it already.
Yeah,
like,
twice. Dogs.
This album is full of like
for the dogs.
Like he's throwing
for all
these,
the dogs, huh? for the dog.
These playful bars. Like, there is no, like...
Yeah, no, there...
It's way too many.
Yeah.
For me. I like when J. Cole gets in his bag and rappers get in their bag, but I just feel like he was just doing way too many word plays. Mm-hmm. Like, an excessive amount. Mm-hmm. Like, too much. Can tell a story, and it'd be cool, yeah. But, like, when you just... If every bar is a wordplay, it's like, of every song, okay. I'm good.
From what I've seen for the album, it's very negative. Like, the reviews.
Oh, the reviews, okay.
Have been, well, I mean, on Twitter is what, yeah. And Twitter and my friends, like.
Yeah, Twitter's for the dogs.
Yeah.
What would your review say about you?
My... Like, first my of all, review how many of, times about my been? Life? Like, if, like, what the fuck? Am Wait, I at what? The pearly gates? What are you talking about? Or you want you... me to tell my review of the album?
Like, if, let's say, someone
well, now.
An acquaintance of yours were to give you a Yelp review.
Uh-huh.
How many stars would you get? What would they say about you?
Well, you know what?
I like this. I actually like this topic, by the way.
I out of five...
I think you come off to people.
I'd say four out of five. Yeah, like, I'd say, like...
What would they say about you?
I'm friendly. I'm hospitable.
You're hospitable.
I'm... You know what I'm saying? Like, I think okay, so I'm a nice guy.
What are you giving?
I'm the nice guy that doesn't finish last.
No. What we're going to do is a different way. What are you giving him?
How many stars? What are you giving me? How many stars?
We'll do this for everybody.
Because it's five, right? Yelp, you give me three? I take three.
Can we know why?
Yeah, for sure. He's cool, but, like, he be flip-flopping sometimes.
When? I'm not a... What did Brace used to call that shit? A flopper? Yeah. Flopper of the week?
Flopper of the week! Shout out to Brace.
Flopper of the week this week is Gary. I feel like... Gary's a four. He's a solid four.
Yeah.
He be hugging me. He can't even live without me.
He's a good dude.
The only reason I'll give you a four, but I feel like
I'm a great host. And I would say if I'm hosting,
I would say he's funny.
Yeah,
I'll say he's a good host.
Why am I not giving you a five?
I feel like maybe I'm not cute enough.
No, that's not.
He's nice to a fault sometimes.
Okay.
I think he's a everybody pleaser.
Why are you gay?
Okay. Why are you gay?
Thanks. Damn, you got him on lock. Damn, daddy.
You are gay.
Nice to
Damn, daddy.
Damn, boy.
Okay, to daddy. That's my new
to
shit.
To this day.
That's my new shit. Just calling everybody. Just calling every man daddy.
Right, I agree with that.
That gay?
I feel like Mike, they tell him.
Fat, you stink, and you ugly, and you broke.
What's your rating for yourself?
Fuck, that was a punchline. For me, I'm a solid three because I'm an acquired taste. I feel like either you really like me or you don't. I feel like in public though, like I'm nice to people. I feel like I don't put off too.
You're a harsh critic.
I don't go overboard.
Yeah. I would have given you a four. I'm giving you a four.
Yeah.
I would give me.
Because you are too much, and that's your only reason you're getting a four.
Only because I think sometimes, depending on the setting, if you don't know me, it can be too much.
But you're smart enough to clean up, and that's what makes you a four.
Yeah.
Because you can't be too much, but you'll clean it up. After you realize people are like tired of your
Once I realize that I'm coming off like a dickhead, I'll kind of tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. Was you ready for him?
Oh, I said it's four.
Yeah, I'm going three four. For me.
I'm giving three? You five, Mike.
I'm going
five star. Stop. You five star general.
I'm going three, and not just self deprecating.
Okay.
Because you know I know that I can. I have a lot to...
What are you self-deprecating?
What? No! That's like you dyslexic shit.
Yeah. Mike, you know what? I realized over the weekend, you remind me of Crip Mac.
Fuck.
Well, you kind of look like him.
Yeah,
but... If you had some face tats, you talk like... You already kind of talk like this.
Yeah. I'm trying to get his voice, but I can't get it.
Why are you bullying me?
Crip Mac.
Yeah, I go for three. What about you guys giving me? Because I go for three.
Yeah, like just off of
everything. That's what we're doing. Everything.
You could be a. I'll give you a four.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. I think we're all fours.
I give you four. I take a point off.
I don't know why I'm giving you a four. By the way.
It's fine. I'm cool with a four.
No, I know you're cool with it. You'll take what I fucking give you.
Yo. Bend over, bitch.
I'm deducting.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm gonna deduct a point from you for being so.
Self-deprecating?
Yeah. Now, like, you try to
There's people pleasing for sure.
You do everything for everyone and not yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That's why I'm giving myself a 3.
Taking a point off of it. Mm.
That's the only reason I get. I would give myself a 4.
Fine, I'll give you a 3.
Love you.
3 is all up. Oh, everybody. There it goes.
There you go.
That was it got in the fucking camera.
That's how Al and I say hi. Al and I's mom say hi.
Really?
I'm about to say, y'all married. That's
what's the story behind that?
Y'all just touch ships?
It's just something that we started doing. Just like, hey, what's up? But we still hug and just I'm like, hi, what's up?
Y'all just ET'd up. What comes first, the hug or the tips?
You trash for nothing.
That's funny. That's worded funny. Worded B.
Now we'll know if she actually listens to the pod.
It's worded perfectly.
She don't.
Right. No. Thanks for that topic, by the way.
Yeah.
No. That was pretty decent.
Shit. What was the next? We were talking about the album. What do you guys rate the album then?
I can't do it because I've only given it one go around. I need
where? In the car?
In the car.
Your headphone?
In the car. No, you know what?
In the headphone, lying. In the car. That's nuts.
Headphones.
In the car.
Well, I'm a rideshare driver. Yeah, I can't pump Drake in the fucking
car. I'm a rider.
I'm a rider. Cause Shorty's a rider.
And now I'm a roller.
Well, I'm a roller.
How they gonna stop both of us? Which didn't rhyme, by the way.
Kinda. You know, Jay-Z had a lot of.
Yo, that's what you know. You with your bass, so you gotta just. You don't really want to rap, so you just do this whack ass shit for her.
Yeah. Here's a
Jay,
line.
Can you do a verse for me?
Here's a line that never rhymes.
He said, "Mama's a rider, I'm a roller.
Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us?
Both of us, roller. I can see it. It kind of worked. There's another one that's always sticks out in my head, and that's Eminem. And they blamed it on Maryland. I know he says Maryland, right?
Yeah. They blame it on Maryland.
Oh yeah,
where were the parents at?
Yeah, but nothing rhymes with Maryland.
Now what's so sad to see?
Especially how he says it, and they blame it on Maryland. That's how he sounds.
I was gonna play, but we gotta go to.
Go play. What's it called, by the way? The other day I wanted to.
I am the way I am.
I always think it's called Without Me, and Without Me is the other shit. Yeah.
M did that a lot though, where he would. I think that's kind of
his thing. Where he
part of the genius is that he would make things rhyme that aren't supposed to rhyme.
Yeah, that's the credit they give him. But that line always sticks out in my head. Like that didn't really. And Marilyn Manson is in the video, like no fucking ribs and shit.
He's in the actual.
Yeah, he's in the actual The Way I Am video.
Where's my snare?
Yeah,
but he
turn on my snare.
But what did he say? And they blame it on Marilyn as the where. Written, right? That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the parents at?
The why, who, the who, what, the when, where, and the how.
Yeah.
And he says, they blame it on Maryland. Where the parents at? Where were the parents at? Look where it's at. America has it right there. M did that shit a lot. But why we go to M?
Oh, it was just one line that we were talking about. Jay-Z's Rola, both of us didn't rhyme. And then we went, okay, well, what do you give listened to the Drake album? Yes, For All the Dogs? For the dogs or for all the dogs? What are we calling this shit? What is it? What is it actually called?
For all the dogs.
For all the dogs. Every single one of them. Because I think he's talking about his dog, but also his bitches.
Yeah.
Who are also dogs.
It just confused me. It just confused me from our little rant that we went through earlier about the title on our thread.
But I think. I think that is actually what it means.
For the dogs.
Yeah. Like for the guys, but also for the bitches. Because
double entendre.
In one of the songs,
double entendre,
where he says, I think he says something like, "I like to kick it with my dogs," or "I like to spend time with my bitches," something like that.
Fuck you, Mike.
And then I was like,
"I'm sorry, man."
I was like, "Oh wait, they both dogs."
I
this
see.
This is for all the dogs. This is for the guys and the girls. He gave us a singing. He gave us a rapping. It's for all the dogs.
Now the album will sound different.
Yeah.
You know. So how many times did you listen to it, Freako?
One and a half.
Yeah, only gone one.
In the car.
And on headphones.
Not in headphones.
I went in headphones, but I just can't do the actual, like, my critique on it just yet because I haven't really given it a chance.
Well, I heard it in one headphone while I was at work.
One headphone.
And then I heard it on the way home. and in the car, in the speakers, right?
Let me slam you out.
I've been playing
on the woofers.
I will say though that I have been playing songs
for all the dogs.
And it's only really two so far.
Nah, see, come on.
I like this one, man. I like it.
Let her talk Spanish real quick.
This shit had me.
But then shit dropped. Yeah.
Nah, this shit is hard. But it just, you know what? In the car, it was way better. Like, this album was way better in the car than just in the one headphone.
I'll give you that.
But that shit in the car?
Fuck. Yeah, that shit rocks. That shit rocks.
Bad Barney. When Bad Barney came on?
But it's just, you know, I was so hype on Mia with Drake and Bad Bunny. Like,
still play that shit.
I still play that shit, me dog. Too. Hey, yo, dab me up, dog.
I didn't know you had your
head up. Dab me up, dog.
Dab me up, dog.
Not a fan of that song.
Dab me up, dog.
I'm Dappy Duck.
Hey. I was like, call me Dabwing Duck.
You know.
I'm sorry.
Yo, cause that was kind of tight for you. I hate it for that.
I'll be hating sometimes. Dappy Duck?
Did you say Dappy Duck?
Oh, like, I get why you hated on him, cause it was so close.
The one finger thing. You want to touch tips? Touch tips.
We touch back tips. We flick tips.
Sword fight.
I'm still trying to think of another name.
No. I think both of y'all are trying to think of something.
Call me Michael Dapson.
Y'all are trying to just like.
Just gonna keep touching each other until we think of something. Yeah. Something pops up in their head and shit.
Michael Dapson, huh? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Michael Dapson?
I like that, actually.
Yeah,
Michael Dapson. You get the slap on it.
You just trying to redeem from hating
no,
on Dapwing
no,
Duck.
No.
Dapwing
no.
Duck was kind of hard, though.
It was too hard. It was hard. You fucking hated on it.
No, it was hard. It was hard. I'm coming back around.
Because Michael Dapson was not as good as Dapwing Duck.
It's for all the dogs.
For all the Daps.
There you go. I take it. Hey, yo. Swish.
No.
Oh, it bounced around and
this
went in.
That's why you got a 4. This is exactly why you got a 4.
It bounced around and went in.
People pleasing again.
Fuck.
No!
Nah, but we like each other, so it's okay.
Fuck.
You know, we 4s. We 4 out of 5s to each other.
That's why Mike, back in the day, he said it was okay for him to hit my car. He's like, could we friends?
Nah, dude. So we were going out of a parking structure. And I just thought it'd be funny to just bump his car.
Yeah.
And he's putting his ticket
with his car, by the way.
He's putting the ticket in the machine. He turns around like, yo, did you just hit me? I was like, nah, it's cool, we friends.
Let me tell you this story.
Yeah.
So I go to Kev's house and I go pick something up. I don't remember what. This is probably some drugs. But as I'm driving away, he opens his car at that very moment and the back my tire catches his door as it opens and rips his whole charger door off. I just see him in the rear view and whatever that mirror is called.
Please tell me you kept on driving.
No, I stopped. I mean, he's my homie. Yeah. I see him and he's like, oh.
Why is that funny as fuck? Yo, clip it.
Defeated. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, dog, I called my insurance. You know, we could take care of this. He's like, don't even worry about it. You know, Kevin fucking knows everybody, knows everything.
Said, don't worry, I got a door guy.
I got a charger door guy. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin's got a guy for everything. I love
you drove that shit like a Jeep for a week.
Yeah. Like stop trying to rhyme, bro. Jeep for a week while I sleep.
And blame it on Maryland.
Damn, Eminem's so good.
He's so fucking good.
Fuck, he's good.
Damn, he's good.
He's just in the charger looking like a UPS driver.
All brown.
Knees out.
Thugging with his rounds.
Still hasn't got the door fixed to this day. To this day!
He just writing that shit. This is a suicide door.
He has one foot just hanging out. Yeah. I would drive the shit like that. Like, that's why I can't have a Jeep.
He looks at it like,
I would just have one. I would have one leg outside the car and shit.
He's just driving shit like a skateboard.
Like a fucking Flintstones. He cuts the floor down.
Hey, kick, push.
Yeah.
Coast. No, remember, speaking of that shit, remember when you almost killed me with your door?
Yeah.
Is that your sister's car?
Yeah.
We almost took the door off of that one.
Yeah,
you
I remember.
Bend it back. Did you know about that? Did you just find out right now?
No, I remember that shit. Oh, the car?
Yeah.
You remember we had to like bend the shit back
with
brace and we had to like make it close? Mm-hmm. You forced that shit shut?
Pick it back.
Fuck that car.
R.I.P.
Nah, R.I.P. It got me through a lot, though. That car was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, what you think you rap for? Push the fucking rap for?
I did. It was the worst time of my life.
Why?
Pushing the rap for, dog. It's just me getting in and out of the rap for.
Time of my life. Never felt this way before.
And I swear,
this is true. And I hold it all to you.
Why'd you have to do it at the end?
Ah, man, I kept trying to burp, and that's why I couldn't really join in. I was like, I was trying to
get. I had my eyes closed, so I couldn't see you going through it. I would have stopped.
Yeah, I was doing that shit. I was just.
You saw him?
Look like that dude on Guinness who tried to put all the pool balls in his mouth.
Fucking double chin. Because was showing the, he thought he was doing a double chin thing.
You can't even see that shit because
the beard. You can't even see that beard.
Yeah, where was
speaking of stories, you said you had a funny story to tell us.
Oh, yes. So in New York, right, we went through the whole New York trip. But, however.
Tim's on.
There was this. Yeah, I was right there. Tim had like. No, that's a T.I. hat. Hat to the side, Yankee fitted, you know.
Hey, guys, in New York here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Scary here, back in New York, guys.
Hey, day two, New York.
So this story is about.
Welcome to Nueva York, guys.
This story is about perseverance.
Oh, okay.
Actually, not. This is about some bullshit.
Okay. Mm.
So, all right, this is the scene. Al and I, we go to a breakfast spot.
That Allen Iverson was there.
Allen
Iverson. The answer.
No way. Not a chance.
So you were going to a breakfast spot.
All right. So I pick out a breakfast spot. It's this Mexican, like, place that we just always want coffee in the morning, right? Yeah. So, and I always want something new. Something, I don't want Starbucks.
You got a new place.
I want, no, even in LA, I just want something new, a new coffee.
Okay.
If I can avoid Starbucks or Coffee Bean, I'm going to.
Oh, Blue Bottle ass, I get you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Blue Bottle, shouts to them, but that shit is whatever too. I've had it.
Give me your coochie!
Al and I got it into this argument last night. Like, she's like, oh, Pizza Hut is just the best, and it is really good. They have perfected pizza and the taste of their pizza, but that's McDonald's. Like, Pizza Hut is McDonald's. Like, McDonald's tastes really good, but it's like, I don't want to taste the same pizza every time. I want to just get something new. She's like,
maybe,
well,
maybe she just meant from the big chains.
I don't think so. I think it's just like, she's like,
overall pizza.
You stand the risk of getting something whack if you order from something new every time. And I'm like, yes, but at the same time, now there are things where you could read reviews and things like that to make you
big reward.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so we go to this place and there's a chilaquiles burrito.
Okay.
Which. Yes, exactly. That's tortillas and tortillas and tortillas. Mm-hmm. Like
in your tías.
Yeah, and my tías were there. Yeah, carved the
smell like budusa.
Yeah. So I got the chilaquiles with chorizo.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anybody let me else get that all chorizo right there. And so you know what a chilaquile is, right?
So who is gay?
Chilaquiles, yes.
Yeah, it's just like
the chips. Yeah.
Chilaquiles. Chips, salsa.
Yeah.
And meat and in my burrito,
yes,
for sure. So we eat it. It was good. I'm walking. I'm talking about like 15 minutes. We're supposed to go like an hour away on the bus, on the train to the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Yeah, and it starts raining, so it's like my saving grace. I'm like, all right, look, let's just go into this bar, figure out what we're gonna do. Excuse me. Finally.
Al wants Pizza Hut.
There goes that burp.
Yeah, and Al wants Pizza Hut.
You've been double chinning this whole time.
So we go into this like pub, Irish pub, and I'm already actually rewind. We're about to get on the train to go to the Statue of Liberty, but my stomach starts hurting, and I'm like, yo.
BG's.
Yep. Like, I'm like, yo, let's just go to the room. We figure out what we got to do. Shout. I can take this shit.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, figure it out. And I can take this shit.
Yeah, because you carved up, you chorizoed out.
Yeah.
Carved up.
She's like, you know, giving me a face like, all right, let me just go. Let me take one for the team. Let's go into this pub. I take a shit. I go into the pub. They got three pieces of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
dog, and this door doesn't lock. So I'm taking a shit, holding the door. Exactly. Holding the door, taking a shit. I've taken off my shirt because I don't, like, I've hung my shirt, holding, you know.
You butt ass on the fucking toilet.
Dog, this is how you I take shit.
Butt ass?
Not butt ass, but I'm kind of butt ass. I'm kind of butt ass.
Dead ass butt ass.
So that little hook had all my clothes and my shoes.
He folded everything. He told his stomach, hold up.
All he had was Tim's on. Just Tim's.
Right, holding the door.
So
three toilet paper.
And imagine this.
I am.
So no fucking toilet seat covers. I'm a germaphobe. No toilet seat covers. Man. So I use the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
The toilet paper thing is covered, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pulling toilet paper out to cover the seat. And then when after my business,
ain't no fucking toilet paper.
Oh, no. Ain't no toilet paper. So I'm like, fuck, dog. Like, what I could summon from there was enough, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I get up.
Oh, okay.
I get up and I use the paper that's on the seat that I, you know, like.
To wipe my ass.
Now you got toilet seat butt.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's, like, this is a great story. It's a great story, right? It
really stinks at that point.
I'm in New York.
I just shit myself.
Hey, guys. Gary, you're in New York again. Whatever the fuck y'all said.
Shit my pants.
Butt ass. Butt ass on the toilet, guys.
I'm dead ass butt ass right now.
I come out like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. 10 to 15 minutes later, my beer's kind of warm because she ordered me a beer, right? Yeah. And that's what a good wife does, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Should have had a shot for me ready, but whatever, it's cool. Beggars can't be choosers.
Beggars
can't be poopers. But
never send a woman to a man's job. You know what I'm
saying? But anyways.
A poop job.
So we get out. We leave.
You smell like shit.
And then she hits me like, yo, I'm really tired. Can we go to the room? Like, motherfucker, I could have shit in the room. Like, I just shit here. Oh, had this nasty ass experience.
Thinking you were about to be out all night.
Exactly, all day, because it's noon. And she's like, I'm really tired. Can we just go to the room, take a quick little nap? And I'm like,
well, at least you can shower now.
Yeah, because you got that dookie butt.
And I did. First thing I did was shower.
Did you have dookie butt?
No. Sure you did. Three pieces of toilet paper? Come on now.
You had
dookie butt.
The way you shit?
Okay. Yeah.
Come on, man.
It was a fucking chilaquiles burrito, dog. Yeah,
and you had a chilaquiles streak in your underwear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But she tells me,
chilaquiles in it.
Can we just go to the room real quick? And I'm like, this motherfucker.
No, we're going to keep going. Fuck you.
What?
He's looking at me like he hit a good line. That shit fucking was a brick.
Aren't you like you're letting this pot right
hey,
now?
Yo, brick.
Okay, that's even better.
I'm out here.
So that was the story that I wanted to tell.
So you dropped a deuce in New York for no reason.
Yeah.
Could have gone back to the hotel. Instead, you're over here in the fucking biker bar.
Nah, it was a pub. It was
shitting yourself.
Irish pub.
Did you ever?
So Irish don't. Oh, sorry, but Irish people don't clean their butts.
Was it a?
No, it's a. It was like a fucking. It was not the best bar there. Like, we didn't eat there. I just had one beer.
At any point, did you weigh your options as to, like, what you could do? Maybe waddle out and find a paper towel of sorts.
So, you know what? Like, actually, my stomach started bubbling when we went into this hotel. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, if I take a shit right now. Like, we went to use the bathroom.
Shit talk.
You know what I'm saying? We went across the street from this restaurant, this cafe, to this hotel because she needed to use the bathroom. The restaurant didn't have a bathroom. I could have used the bathroom there because my stomach was already bubbling.
You risked it.
But I risked it. I'm like, man, come on, man. Well, you good, dog. You good. You ain't shit.
Yo, suck it up.
Yeah.
Bubble and, butt.
Yeah. Bubble, and bubble, and bubble, the bubble, fact bubble, of the matter bubble, is, bubble, bubble, I did what bubble, you do. Bubble. You why you got a three? Because I didn't take care of me.
You took her feelings into consideration.
Exactly. And so that's the fact of the matter is that I fucked up. I should have just shit in a hotel.
Should have shit.
In an employee bathroom.
Bro, I'm too old to think about germs in a fucking bathroom. If I got to take a shit, my body is not waiting for me.
No.
Like, I'm not exercising. I'm not taking my vitamins. My body's like,
You should.
I'm just saying, I should. But what I'm saying is my body is not correlating with me and agreeing with me when I say, hold on a second. My body, what the fuck? Yeah. We're not working.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you better sit on this.
It's the biggest piece of dog shit.
My alter ego is Crip Mac.
Hey, what the fuck? Hey, what the fuck? We gonna take your shit, man. We ain't gonna wait for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a bunch of like shit related things, but they didn't have many. So I aborted mission.
It's okay.
We don't speak about that here.
Okay, look.
Abortions.
What you been up to, bro?
Fuck, I don't know. Nothing. Working. Okay.
You know, like Beetlejuice, like, who, me?
Nothing. Nothing. Who, me? Dox me.
Nothing.
Yeah, so speaking of which.
Mm-hmm. What you been up to?
Speaking of cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I've been working. I've been moving. I've been pain in the ass. And, it sucks. I'm so far. It took me 50 minutes to get here.
But it wasn't that bad. Oh, yeah.
Well, but are you...
was okay.
Are you happy that... Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy that I said, hey, yo, come through when there's no traffic? Did you hit traffic at all?
No.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Wait, he said, are you
would
happy?
Would you take the 210 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
210 to the 134?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 minutes to get here. Whatever. You know, whatever. Just listening to Drake on the way. Like usual.
You gonna listen to Drake on the way back?
Like usual.
Anybody else drop today?
Didn't Wayne drop a little mixtape?
That was last week. But
Omar Apollo. You know what else dropped? Es mi amor, mi amiga. Yeah, there was something else that dropped today.
It's cool.
Like I said, Omar Apollo, he dropped a little EP. Mm-hmm. If you like that R&B stuff, he gay though. But he still makes great.
Oh, are we doing Peep This?
Good music. No, we're not. But yeah. So
the commute's not that bad.
So yeah, it's whatever. I mean,
it is what it is at this point.
I can deal with it. Yeah. How long does it take you when you would?
With you?
Yeah.
It would be like an hour basically because it's like 30 minutes to get to you and then about 20 to get
to
you.
It takes about 45 to 50 to get to you, to get to your house from here?
With traffic, more.
I'll scoop me up then.
Without traffic, though, it takes a good
30-35.
No, 30. You lying.
No, because I actually hit traffic on the 405 and it was like 38 minutes. Okay. So it's probably going to be 35 back.
So I got to fix for you. Is what I'm gonna do.
You're just not gonna get me to pick you up, bro.
No, here I got the fix. There's no way you can say no to this.
Zoom.
I'm gonna drive to my old place. I'm gonna park there. You just scoop me up from there like nothing ever changed.
No, why don't you park somewhere else where it's easier for him to get you?
No, like a fucking, I want it to be like nothing ever changed.
Something like
nothing was the same.
At the airport or some shit.
Pick me up from LAX. Every day I'm just gonna be in the terminal. I'm in terminal 4.
Well, they do have a new lot. So maybe.
No, but that's far from you. LAX is far from you.
Yeah, way far. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's probably closer to come just straight here.
No, it's probably closer to park my old place.
No, it's not. No.
It's not gonna happen.
That's way far from you.
Scoop me up.
That's
probably it's inconvenient for me. I get that.
Because you get a straight shot here.
Yeah, for sure.
You probably get a straight shot here.
Oh yeah, it's super straight.
Yeah,
super straight. That's super.
Not
straight.
Omar Apollo.
Not Omar Apollo.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's cool. I don't mind it. Yeah. I guess.
Yo, I asked Al today. I was like, yo, is this super insensitive to say this or to ask this? But are any of these people actual girls? Like, because she's watching this show called makeup something.
We Might Be Dudes.
No, they're just doing makeup on Netflix. Like they're doing like some crazy ass makeup and
they're like, might be drags.
Yeah, no, a lot of them are like transitioning, half transition. I don't know what the fuck, gay, straight, what, I don't know. But I mean, just it's confusing. I've never watched this show before. I've maybe watched like two episodes in passing while it's on.
Yeah.
And every time she's all, oh, he looks cool. Oh, that what he did was nice. Oh, she's a they. And I'm like, oh shit, my bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I asked her, yo, are any of these like actual chicks that I can root for?
They got dicks?
You asked for the weirdest shit, man.
And then she said,
because if they got a dick, I'm not rooting for him at all.
She goes,
continue.
She goes, yeah, the Irish one. I'm like, you know, I never seen this. She gets mad. Yeah, the Irish one. And I'm like,
you know, that's a girl. You can tell.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. No, that was a dude. But I'm like,
but it's still was weird. It though? It's still a weird ass question.
Yeah.
Like,
were any of them beautiful?
They're all beautiful.
They're all beautiful. Good answer. Good answer.
No, I'll be homies with any. I'll be homies with all of them. But it's that's why I'm a 4 out of 5 Yelp reviews.
Okay, so you a people pleaser, yeah. All people.
But, beautiful people. But at the same time, I mean, I guess I don't have to know people's business to be nice to them. But at the same time, I'm going to ask this fucking stupid question because...
You think
you're
now
Gary. Gary asked
now it's more acceptable to, like, just be into that?
Yeah.
Like, be into what? Tranny porn?
Where did we get to that?
All that for that?
I'll watch tranny porn if it's, like, lesbian. Like, if the tranny is fucking the lesbian. Or
A woman,
yeah.
A lesbian.
I mean, she gonna be lesbian, too. I'm not discriminating.
She black in the motherfucker, too.
I just want to see the dick go in the vagina, is basically.
It's just so funny.
Is
like
it weird, though, to see the chick blowing the other chick who has a dick? Isn't that kind of weird?
And
yo, he's trying to...
So, look.
Yo, why are you workshopping...
If,
why are you workshopping your
all right, yo.
No, we're not going over.
We're going here.
No, we going.
Because
this man is workshopping the fact that he watches tranny porn, bro.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
He's asking.
But questions. If I were to be workshopping it, how gay would it be?
It's not gay, bro.
It's not gay if they're full transition, is what I'm saying.
No, but like there's still a fucking heaping hog there.
Oh, heaping hogs are bad.
For all the hogs. You fought?
Yo, he was your ally. And he's like, wait, no, heaping hogs are gay.
Gay.
We clearly told him it's a safe.
Nah, because like, so he'd be hitting the videos by accident. But then you just be staying because too lazy to switch them out.
Nah, this is a safe haven, bro. Don't even trip.
Oh, that's just me.
Yeah, it is.
It is. And that's fine.
Nah, because tonight it's like, oh shit, where'd that come from?
Nah, but like for me, beating off is just a fucking, it's a job. It's not like...
Well, you don't watch porn.
It's not fun?
No, it's fun. I mean...
We've known this about you. You're not a
but
porn
it's like porn it's watcher. Like I'm not going to spend an hour beating off.
I mean, who spends an hour?
Yeah, bro.
I'm doing this shit.
I'm done now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it quick. I'm doing it like, yo, I got shit to do. Mm-hmm. I can't just fucking jack off all day.
I can't watch Heaping Hogs.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I can't
you already just... know what you're going to... Gonna...
Nah, first video on Pornhub, you'll do.
Well, no. Wow. No. I'm not a first video guy.
Never first video.
Oh, sexy Red's tape leak?
Never first vid.
Yeah.
All right, maybe first vid
you
is
want
doing...
You want coaching swine.
I go down the line.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, nobody's ever doing first vid. Unless first vid looks fire.
It's sexy Red.
No, I'm not watching. Yeah. That shit was
trash. You didn't watch it?
I did watch it.
It
wasn't great.
Also, don't have a shower cap on when I fuck you.
Yo, that was my thing. I was like, ew. And then it was red.
On brand. But that's the one you chose to leak?
Yeah.
You don't leak the one where you look sexy in it?
And, yo...
No, she didn't want to leak that, she said.
She didn't, but she sounds terrible.
Yeah. I know, she doesn't even sound excited.
It was the worst list.
That was unsexy Red, is what that was.
I didn't see the guy, and that someone was, did say sexy it, Red ain't
it's
even.
It's okay, you saw the heaping hog.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay. Yeah.
Someone said sexy like Red ain't even sexy.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it gay if there's a heaping hog? And when you watch regular porn, is a heaping hog in it anyway?
That's why I didn't ever watch porn.
Why is it different if she got titties?
No, but that's why I never watched porn. You got a great point. But that's why.
What's so different?
I never watch porn because I'd rather like just see a girl fucking fuck a dildo because it's just a girl or two or three or four. You know what I'm saying?
Because hogs aren't your thing.
Because hogs aren't my thing.
Balls aren't your thing.
You know?
I get it.
But now I'm like, Yeah, I'll watch a girl get penetrated.
I enjoy a hog or two.
Yeah. But
can't have no titties on it.
Yeah, like that's crazy.
But Dre, is it gay? Yo. Man, y'all don't hear me though. Y'all don't hear me though.
He said that's crazy.
You like what you like.
I like what I like.
You know? Like that we've gotten at this age where it's cool, like we can talk about this shit.
Give us a shit. No one listening. Yeah, we'll shit, and if man. They did, fuck y'all. We love you.
We love you. That's what you were for, man.
Yeah.
Trend on.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? No, but if I was single,
what are you that doing? Means you're gay.
I don't think I'd discriminate on fucking like a fully transitioned dude with it. Am I saying that right?
What are you trying to say?
A fully transitioned dude.
Okay.
Has now a vagina.
Okay. Yeah.
Is a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd fuck it.
Yeah.
As a single dude.
You fuck it. You fuck them.
Them. Sorry.
What's
sorry.
Your problem?
Sorry.
No. New car it, smell and everything?
I'm talking about like.
Wait.
Fresh off heaping the hog?
Transition no, no, or no. Heaping hog?
No heaping hog.
Hog has like, been.
Okay.
Hog is gone.
Yeah, hey,
yeah.
Man.
It's titties.
Hey, man.
It's fucking hormones.
Got that Poom Poom 2000?
Yeah. Wait. But it's got to be like one of the higher end ones. No fucking.
Hydrojet.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah.
It can't have like stuff that's still like the elbows are sharp and shit.
You don't want any no remnants.
I don't want to accidentally feel a ball inside your pussy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel that.
However, I think I have felt that before.
I can feel that.
I'm with it.
Yeah. I need you on your best behavior.
I don't think you're alone in that. I just think people won't admit that. But I don't think you're alone.
Nah, because I've fucked them fucking rhinos out here.
Baby before. Rhino.
Yeah, you
burgers
know what I'm
for the boys.
Like in my day, it didn't fucking matter.
It didn't matter if he had a hog or not.
It didn't matter, dog. You know, you just
fucked
fucking
them.
Mattered, dog.
Did it matter though?
Back in the day,
not really. I think we said this on the pod before when Brace looked back in the back seat and saw what I was doing to some chick. And now he's like, this motherfucker. And I looked at him. I'm like, you right. You right.
But you know what's for all the dogs?
It was just a scam or whatever, but it was just like.
You're busting scams?
Bitch.
Well fucking. Bitch.
Bitch.
A scam? Many scams. No, but I feel that though. I mean, now you're a committed man, so you can't think that way.
Nah, I don't.
But it's okay to actually say that now.
I'm saying it, but like, no, I'm happy married man, like happily married man. Like, I'm
say
cool.
Al was just, like, you know what, Gary?
Nah, fuck that. Go ahead.
He knows where you're going, but go ahead. Let him give him the floor.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
The floor is yours, Senator.
Floor all the dogs.
Fuck.
Fuck! That was a good one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Give him that
I
dip.
Love you, Gary.
Uh-huh.
I want a hog.
Shit, I got the one I can't give you? Like, imagine, though, like, just...
You instantly get jealous. The one I can't give you? Oh, mine's not enough?
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of shit is that, dude? We're friends.
It's just like, what if I'm cool with it, though? And, like, the weekly transition.
You guys,
like, y'all keep
you
coming...
You start circle jerking each other?
Yeah. Y'all, but the transition, right? On a weekly basis.
Ew! He said it's hot.
Because this is what he's into. We're learning.
This whole pod is about work.
It's a fucking bit.
No.
I'm doing a bit.
Yo, Glendorovich different. Glendorovich different.
Never mind. That was something real terrible. Not about you. It just still probably get bleeped. But anyway.
Okay. So what I was saying though, imagine.
Try dox me?
So what, no. It's not about you at all. So you said you're saying if you. You're yes anding him.
No, but yes.
If and. There was a if, yes and.
Yes and.
You're
and.
Saying that if in the hypothetical, she's like, I want a hog.
Yeah, I want a hog.
And you'd
Gary.
Be like, all right, bae. Go ahead, do your thing.
I love her enough. And that she just imagine you guys come here every week, but you guys see the transition. like little by little, like
yeah, real. we go.
She cuts her hair off.
We go from hugging her to dapping her up. What up, Al? Hey, what up, bro?
Hey, you know how like all right, yo, like y'all dap. I dap her too. I'm gonna go pop.
Hey, what up, bro? Yo, Al, them shoes fire.
Or she's just full on dude and kiss her in the mouth and shit. Like,
you start getting feminine shit.
Yeah.
Your hair get long, you get a puss.
She started doing crazy shit to Esco, like shaving his head weird.
Bitch, I said what I said. Shout out to Doja Cat.
Esco goes fuck. She's like, oh, we gonna neuter him now. Like she just like
wait. So not only doing, she transitioning, but she's turning into.
Oh, because you know they
we can't all have balls in this house.
1, 4, 3. You know,
like, yo, what up, Geary?
Yo, what up, Geary?
Hey, what up, Geary? I like this actually.
Her transitioning into Ray J.
Can we
hilarious.
Run this by Al?
Yeah,
I like no, this. Of course, I want her to be one of the dogs.
For all the dogs.
For Al the dogs.
Yes.
Fucking bam,
bam.
We here now. That's tight. Nah, me too. For sure.
I'm still tight, but
so
like,
ball, so ball and chain was like, I want a hug.
Oh, ball and chain. Well, we just gonna circle jerk it up.
No, because then she's gonna. It ain't gonna be tight no more because she's gonna be trying to fuck me.
You think?
Yeah.
You think she'll want to peg you? You think she's gonna waste that hog on you?
Yes.
Wait.
She fucking better.
Yeah.
She's getting the hog. She's fucking me.
Exactly. We're still married and I'm accepting. We're not fucking anybody else.
You throwing that hog?
I'm not throwing it.
Oh, where you draw the line, Gary? Where's the line gonna be drawn?
So it's going in your butt, but it's not going in your mouth.
What the fuck? She can't feel nothing.
I just imagine her grabbing Gary by his hair.
I like try it a few times, just keep throwing up, and she gives up. You know?
I think you know how sometimes we're like, yo, did we go too far? I think we might have gone a little too far.
Why, I'm open.
It was a bit. You ain't doing
the
a bit.
The fact that he revealed that he doesn't have a gag reflex is hilarious. Oh my
God. I said I'd throw up.
Anybody else hard?
You are. He said that's hard.
Keep telling me more about what you do, Gary. Keep exposing yourself a little bit.
I miss you guys.
none of this is gay. Oh man, what? Are you gay? That's tight. I got one.
Oh, I'm hot and I'm crying.
All right, man. Taylor Swift.
Shout out Taylor. She fucking Travis Kelce or whatever.
All
right. She doesn't have a hog. It's boring.
Yeah, it is. It is boring. But do you think that like
he's gonna break her heart? Yes.
Do you think Casey's going to the Super Bowl now because this is a great storyline?
Because you believe in the NFL script. That's why.
Now.
What difference?
Nah, you're a Cowboy fan.
You're right. But what difference? I'm just speaking.
He's speaking from the market, though. Uh-huh. That's what Gary's speaking from.
Generally, what difference does it make whether she's dating him or not? That doesn't change the dynamic of the team.
I don't care.
It changes the rating. The
I don't even think it changes the ratings. I think maybe for like her the Swifties.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're buying up the jerseys, they're eating it up, but at the same time, I don't even know if they're actually dating. If they are, it's none of my business. So, but that's not what the question is.
I like football now.
That's not what the question is, though.
I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. They're making money, so it's like, yo, to the moon with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Because the Chiefs I'm watching quarterback, and I'm thinking... Is this part of the script? Because they had the Chiefs go all the way to the Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. All this perseverance with his broke ankle, you know, like high ankle sprain. Patrick Mahomes,
playing
I'm talking about.
The quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look, and it didn't make the show any less fucking dope to me. Like, they put music behind that shit, fucking drums, and I'm here for it. You haven't seen Quarterback?
No. Oh, on Netflix.
Netflix?
No,
yeah, that shit is hard. I'm rooting for Patrick Mahomes after this, and I'm just like, all right. But
all right.
I'm just thinking, like, is it? is it possible that they are doing, because Netflix is a powerhouse, and I'm just saying, so is it powerhouse?
I'll say it from this perspective.
Fuck them, they're raising prices again.
And I think that Ricardo sent me this video, but there was a basketball player. Yeah, these are two basketball players. I don't know if they retired, but anyway, they were talking to each other on a podcast, and they were saying that one of them was in a locker room, and he came up to him, and you know, he was just like hyped to, you know, get ready for the game, and he told him, you know, we're gonna have to win by like a lot of points, and he was saying like, what do you mean? Well, you know, if we're going by ratings and who people are gonna want to watch in the NBA Finals, it's not us. So we're gonna have to play the best game ever.
Because
the refs are not gonna be on our side. They're gonna want to make sure that we don't get to the finals because nobody's gonna watch us in the finals. So in that context, maybe there is some sort of like script, and that's just me being a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
I think it's way too hard to have a script in sports.
Not if the referees are making these
unpredictabilities. I think.
Yeah, but if
I don't know, man, they built they built the Eagles last year, like 14-1 or some shit like that. What was it? 15-1?
Something like that.
Yeah, and then against the you're right though.
Cowboys should be the Niners.
Look, he's right, but what I'm saying is, if the people on the team, are so good that even the refs can't fucking win this game, then that's on the refs, and that's just the script isn't like the script isn't final. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. This is what we would like.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, well, fuck. Then that means the refs didn't do a good job at making these bullshit calls.
Well, that's like that story on Untold about the ref who was fixing games. Did you ever see that? He was fixing games like the Lakers against the Kings.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All these games.
When
in
I
the
saw
2000s.
That shit, I'm like, come on. He's not the only one. He just got caught.
Yeah.
That's
he
all
got
it
caught.
Is.
And, so no, think, he says that shit. Yeah. Nah, everybody does it.
The refs are given a quote-unquote script.
Well, yeah, when you see refs make calls that are clearly bullshit.
Yeah.
They're not dumb.
Or coaches.
There's got to be something where, like,
that too.
Why would you do that?
You don't know who's involved in all of that.
We know why they did it.
The point is, the players know, and they're like, oh, we're going to have to ball the fuck out, because if we're going by how much the NBA or how much the NFL is going to make if we go to the fucking finals, they're not going to make much. So we better play our fucking balls off. Mm-hmm. So in that aspect, I think they're just great.
Is Taylor Swift a baddie to you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's a try hard for me. I'm sorry.
I seen I think it was a picture or video of her just standing on stage, and she was just
it's okay. She's
like a board?
Yeah.
Like
it don't matter.
It was bad though.
Like, it don't matter.
It was zero curve.
Yo, she got long legs.
Yup.
She got legs. She
look like Slender Man.
She got
with
like
hair.
Probably bees. You know what I'm saying? She's pretty face.
Yeah,
blonde
pretty,
hair.
Pretty face,
Nice skin, probably. Like, yo, dog.
I just so don't
for
like
all the dogs. if I was single, I would not discriminate. You know. I'm fucking
put sushi. A heaping hog on that.
Yeah, I'm sushi, dog.
Now we're talking.
But now I am on a dude. I'm a BRP.
So
I'm
to
BRP.
Me, hey, they all baddies. You know what I'm saying? Selfie. Like
safe cheese. Hey,
it's no discriminatory. I mean,
but do we need
legal? That's it.
Do we need her? Do we need Travis to break her heart so she could drop a?
Do we
so
need it? We don't listen to Taylor.
We're not Swifties.
I'm not a Swiftie. You Swiftie?
No. You are recently Swiftie. And not like because she starts liking the Chiefs.
No.
I like the Chiefs now.
Who got you into her catalog?
Who Swiftied you?
Me.
Who Swifted?
Me on listening to. I stumbled upon an Apple Music.
It's like you stumbled on
an Apple.
Trampunk. Chill out.
Yeah. Exactly. Motherfucker, I'll get on you. I'll get you. Nah. But
it's a bit chill.
It was a bit. I'm on the other side.
So you stumbled on Taylor Swift.
I stumbled on because every Friday every Friday new songs come out, and I'll go to the browse on Apple Music and I'll listen to this and this and this.
Top 10.
This one song. No, everything. I go through everything that's new. I'll go through it.
Give me everything.
Yeah, And then it was a Taylor Swift song. It was probably one that she re-recorded. Anti or some shit like that. It was called something like that. Anyways, and I liked that song. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it. I was like, okay.
I did that much.
And then, Al started playing some Taylor Swift songs, and I was like, oh shit, okay.
This is a Swift house.
Look, she's got some good songs, right? But it's just
never heard her music? Well, okay.
You've heard her hits.
No,
you've heard it out.
I've never heard a song of hers out. Never heard her.
That's the only reason I know.
I've never heard a Taylor Swift song.
Send me a playlist.
Ever in my life.
Send me some of the hot shit.
Until maybe like 3 or 4 songs that were played around.
So she got bangers?
I mean, it was cool.
She got some cool songs.
It was cool, but I downloaded a lot of music because I'll be thinking, like, I drive a lot sometimes, and I just put my shit on shuffle. Sometimes a song will come on, and I won't skip it. It's the mood that I want, and that's how I feel.
Would you say that she's one of the people that you would say you listen to, but you would be embarrassed if people knew you listened to her?
No, I just told you I would listen to her.
Live on camera, okay. Yeah. Your Honor, let me rephrase. Is there anybody that you listen to that you would be embarrassed if people found out that you listen to them?
This is better.
That's why I said let me rephrase, bitch.
No, I just told you I fucking listen to Taylor Swift, bitch.
So that's bottom of the barrel?
I think so. That's gotta be. What else will be bottom of the barrel? Like,
I don't know. Fucking Lou Bega.
Oh, fucking
Bega.
I mean, if Lou Bega didn't have Mambo Number 5, would I listen to anything else? I don't know. I've never listened to him.
Jump up and down and move it all around.
However, I think I remember having that album, the Lou Bega.
I mean, that shit sold like 18,000 million copies.
Yeah, right. So but I don't remember any other song.
When you say bottom of the barrel, you are you saying like, okay, we like it and we...
No, what are you embarrassed to have somebody else
know that you listen, that I listen to? I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be embarrassed. Shit, Wham, Chris Isaac. I don't think those are embarrassing songs, but like they're like...
I don't trust your melodies ever, bro. I'm sorry. You're not going to get me.
You know that song? Maybe that song, but I don't think that I'd be embarrassed to have somebody.
I have obscure, like, oh shit, you listen to this? I'm like, oh yeah, I do. You know, but
probably my like dance music, like shit like this.
Oh, that's not embarrassing.
No, not at all. I'm with you. Give me a couple.
One night in town. You know what I'm talking about? Wiz Khalifa over that beat. One night in town.
He was way too happy about that.
Hell yeah.
I
fuck with all those songs.
I don't know where it was. It was at something that it was at my mom's house. I was playing that. Mm-hmm. And somebody was making fun of me, like, how are you playing such gay music? Like,
well, that's fucking a new age or
bangers. Excuse me.
Fucking, I mean,
one of these young cats who don't be.
No, but there's a lot of people. All right. That's
probably don't
different.
Even watch tranny porn.
That's different. That's true. That's different, though. You gotta pick and choose, right? What's your audience?
You know your audience.
Yeah, but like, I mean,
I usually do, and that's why I don't ever run into situations. But then again, I don't think I have an artist that I'm like, or just an album that I'm like, nah, I don't want people to know that I listen to this.
Fucking Cotton Eye Joe, but even some people fucking
is that racist? Can you say that?
Cotton Eye Joe, yeah.
Can
we say that?
He's white. I mean, you could be racist towards whites.
Is that why they call him Cotton Eye Joe?
You know what? Speaking of which, I hate that shit.
Like, I hate being racist towards whites.
No, I don't.
Or people are racist. No, I hate it. Like, because I'm married to a white girl. Like, I am. My family is white now. I mean, kind of. I mean. I
thought she was albino.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Albino. No, that's just
queen. Albino. Yeah, you feel me?
No, I feel
it. You got the joke. Yeah. Fuck, Mike, keep up. Slow ass.
It's okay.
No, don't try to clean that shit up.
What's good, Ma?
That's why I keep cleaning up.
That's what I said, Chinese.
No, but I'm trying to think. I'm really racking my brain here.
Rack City, yo, Rack. Listen to
Tyga. Oh, you know what? Maybe like when Tyga before or after Tyga, after Make It Nasty, that in between, what's that? What's that song?
Rack City?
No. The song that like brought him back.
Lime and the Coconut?
That was the first song. Latinos? No, that's like fucking the one with YG. Which Tyga and YG, that's a good album. That's part of my peep this. But anyways, fuck that.
I just can't think of the song.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh. That song that brought him back. Yeah.
That one. Yeah. I never trust his melody.
Don't trust my melody. Don't trust my melodies.
Oh, so. Make it nasty. No, it's not Make It Nasty.
Yeah, make it after not, Make It Nasty.
Like it's a.
Yeah.
Oh, taste.
Let me get a taste.
Yeah.
We all did kind of bad, but he finally got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, do your little dirty wine. There he is.
Slide on a pimp gang with my pinky ring. Slide on a pimp gang with a pinky ring.
Loki.
No, you can't do that, bro. You can't hear the first couple words and then
say,
rap.
Slide on a tranny dick.
No. He rapped it like he knew the song. No, you just heard the
slide
words.
Slide on a big thing.
Anyways,
why can't I do that?
It just is.
Why can't?
You're a rapper. You can't do that.
My shit hurt right now.
We're not against rap.
We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Yo, so the funny thing is, the old ball and chain. I was playing that Thuggish Ruggish Bone. Yeah, and I was like, you know what the funniest part of this song is? It's the end when Tasha felt the need to announce herself on the song. After announcing everybody, she announces all the bone thugs. And at the end, she's like, I guess I should squeeze my name in.
My turn.
Hey, Tasha. Yeah. Bitch, we don't care. Yeah. No, but also.
What you done for me lately?
It's like, but Thuggish Ruggish, why do they call it Thuggish Ruggish Bone? And I was like, because they're bone thugs in harmony? Yeah. You tard?
Yeah, for sure. Dog.
He said for sure, no.
Tardy B.
Fuck. Yo. Yo, give him a fade.
I should fight you.
Yeah, you that should. That's your queen,
that
bro.
That was so funny.
It was funny.
We can do this.
I said for Owl the Dogs, or what did I say? I forgot.
Albino.
I'm just kidding. I said Albino. Yeah,
Albino.
So, man. I also did a whole bit about Al getting the penis.
Cool,
so.
It's cool.
We're good, man.
Yeah, that's right. We did do that.
Speaking of.
It was a bit.
She's so beautiful down there.
Yeah. Oh, Cardi B?
Yeah.
No, but Cardi B, is she making a comeback?
I hope so, dog. I really like the Vision of Privacy album. Gone? They're not gone. They're here. Like,
well, I mean, like when we had the Nickies, the Cardis, even the Iggy Azaleas.
We got the Sexy Reds now.
Sexy Red, Lola
Brooke.
They're not
good.
They're not.
And I'm only saying this from.
However, I do bump a lot of those songs. Like, ironically, kind of.
Yeah,
but you had a child.
You be thugging with your round.
Yeah. At first, like
saying, her booty hole is brown. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I seen it.
We seen it.
Listening to Cardi, I was like, I did it ironically at first. Also, remember, Breaks used to hate that, but then I started listening. I'm like, okay, if nothing else, she can at least rap.
Right, I just said that album was probably. If it wasn't a victory lap the same year, I think
it was good.
It's probably the second best album of that year.
She could rap at least technically.
Yeah, that's a pretty good album.
Even if it wasn't written by her, she could rap. Mm-hmm. But then I listened to like the newer ones, and I'm like, they can't rap. Like I was listening to the Drake album, mm-hmm. and I heard Sexy Red on.
No.
It didn't sound good.
Yeah, she was just on the hook.
Bro. I know, even though she was just on the hook, it didn't sound good.
I hate repetitive hooks.
It just doesn't sound good to me. And then I've heard songs by them. Doesn't sound good. Only person that sounds good, Doja Cat. She's
album pretty good, not bad.
She's good.
I haven't heard the album. It's good.
But like all these other ones, like you know, Sexy
she's actually
Red
rapping.
Gorilla.
So Ice Spice is not it.
It's the thing where it's like
know,
you don't have to be on beat
I
nowadays.
Got a thing for Ice Spice.
Ice Spice is cool. Ice Spice is cool.
I kind of got a ting.
No,
for
I got a ting. I don't kind of got a ting. I got a ting.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause she's like.
Well, how old is she?
No, she's old enough.
Okay. Yeah, I got a ting.
How old is she?
She got like the
old enough. That's a Drake line, right?
That's the Kanye line.
Kanye line. Yeah.
No, but like she got like those Disneyland turkey legs. They just like, you know what I mean? know what I mean?
Such a fat ass.
For this, wait.
Dig, 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 dig. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Turkey leg.
Like, and she like always goes on stage with like the little mini skirts. So I'm like, oh, that's a turkey leg. Man.
Did you get any For All the Dogs, like kind of like Donda, but like not spiritual, like kind of like the long hooks, the long letting the music play?
No, but I did realize that I don't think I like singing Drake anymore.
You don't like singing Drake. You want
I was telling him earlier, Drake. It's so... All right, he's been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah.
But his when he sings a whole song, it's just... It never changes. Yeah. It's so monotone. It just... It became boring to me. Like, you've been singing since you started. Like, learn some range. Give me some, like, runs or something. Be dynamic. Like, it's just... It gets so boring after a while. Just hear him go...
I feel you. That was my first... That was my problem with his first album. Then, I mean, I love his first album.
I mean,
first
a lot of people,
few albums.
Yeah, the singing,
but that was
yeah.
my problem with his first album. Like, I couldn't get behind the singing. Yeah. But...
It just bores me.
It
now.
Is...
You and a lot of people were in that category. But, look, I understand what he's saying. But, I mean, with the auto-tune that's out there... He should be able to, like, switch it up, just like Ricardo said.
Yeah, he's just not... It all sounds the same, and they're all slow, and they're just... And honestly, when he first started, like, in his first album, or the first two, even on Take Care, I felt like that had more shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, oh, this is actually... It sounds good. Like, because, he was trying.
The Weeknd was part of it. That's
I think
why.
He was trying. Yeah, now when he sings, mm-hmm. it's just very, like, blah.
Yeah. Well, I will say that album that had all the little pregnant emojis on there,
mm-hmm.
that one song, Get if Along Better, Boy. Get Along Better, that's, I feel like that was some good range for him.
Yeah, but a lot of...
Hit me with the range.
The guys just want him to rap.
Yeah, pretty much, but they're not... The guys have been wanting him to rap almost every album, and he gives you that, but he also has something
but
for all the dogs.
I haven't really... Well, all my demographic is not what the girls like care about.
Yeah, no, 100%. But he gives everybody something.
The bitches.
Everybody something. You'll like a couple of tracks on his album, and then you'll skip a couple
of tracks. I like what
tracks.
I like, because... And then...
Same. Why y'all criticize me for it?
What? We didn't, bro.
Yo, I just said
why'd
I
you
fuck
watch
a tranny.
Yeah, what... Well,
name of the episode.
Why you bullying me?
This episode ain't coming out.
Why you bullying me?
By the way, this
if
is the
I was
October
single.
6th episode, by the way.
Yeah, October's very own.
So who's gay?
Oh,
me,
God.
Apparently.
Is that gay? Just kidding. I'm not going to go back into it.
No, please don't.
But yeah, so what I was, we went on this long ass tangent to say that there are no current rappers like Cardi B.
No, but...
or Nicki. Or...
We get spoiled by, like, J. Cole, I think. You know, J. Cole...
There's no current rappers like that either.
But J. Cole just puts out music every fucking week, I feel. Like, he's on a feature,
he's
rapping.
He puts out a feature every...
Yeah. And he's always killing it, and he's...
Yeah.
I feel like he's out on everybody's album. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just rapping, and we wish that other rappers would be like that.
I feel like I'm just an old guy now.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to rap, and I'm like, I just threw on a 90s playlist, 90s hip-hop. Yeah. And I was like, man, this shit was good. And then, like, I listen to... I throw on the new shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't discriminate.
I feel you.
Throw on new shit, I'm like... It doesn't give me the same feel. And it's not that it's not good, mm-hmm. but it's like, it doesn't like...
Not for us.
It's not structured.
Yeah.
It's not like, this isn't a hook. This isn't like a verse. Like, I don't really understand what you're saying. Like, I don't know.
There's nobody in there with them telling them how to do this shit.
And then, but then there's
that
like...
That don't matter, though.
But you still got like J. Cole, who, that is still structured the way I like it. It is still listenable. Like, I can understand what you're saying. Kendrick... Also, there's a few that still rap the way I like.
Even like I was
listening to like Russ. Even
Russ,
like,
is still great. What's his name? Larry June got some good shit.
Yeah,
out there.
I just wish people like rapped
mm-hmm.
again. And it's not like one of those old guys. Not like back in the day. Like I'm not trying to say that. I just miss when people would actually enunciate shit, mm-hmm. and I could understand what you were like a rap along. The hooks were catchy. Like mm-hmm. even like listening to Fat Joe shit. Like
yeah.
I missed a catchy hook where it was like fun to sing along. It was like it was a good song.
But,
now songs aren't songs. They're like a minute 48 seconds. It has like a semi hook kind of, mm-hmm. and then it has like somebody just saying some dumb shit.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense.
But yeah. Well, what I will say about this Yachty Cole song is that it kind of speaks to what you're saying. Like, it's Cole that's giving us our rap, and then it's Yachty giving the rap that's accepted now. And I say that because if you go to the social media, people will say, instead of saying, yo, Cole killed that shit, they said, yo, Yachty and Cole brought that fire. And I listened to it, and I'm like, I'm not really fucking with Yachty shit like that. Yeah. But Cole definitely, but that's what he's saying, like.
But I appreciate our Yachty
ears,
trying.
Yeah, no, our ears don't fuck with Cole, but the young people's ears are like, yo, Yachty brought that shit. But we don't believe that shit.
Yeah, nah, but yeah, I appreciate Yachty for trying.
We have stuff to compare it to. And I think that I think that's where you fall into, like, you're an old guy now. That's why you like that shit. Because you got old guy brain. But it was just better. That's what I'm going to do. I'm sorry.
No,
the cost?
Yeah, that shit's hilarious.
Have you seen this?
No, give us this. What is this?
These are AI Disney pictures, Pixar movies.
I didn't see this, but I did see somebody do AI if Disney were to have done Child's Play.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That was pretty tight.
No, I saw two pictures.
I'm sorry for laughing, but.
But it's funny.
Sorry, because, not sorry.
Yeah. This is nuts. There's another one.
Oh, you shouldn't be laughing this hard.
Why is he so happy? In the background.
Yo.
The
motherfucker is like, that's the thing about these pictures. Like, everybody cheering in the background. Yeah. Like, yeah, this shit is nuts.
It does give me a Pixar vibe.
Dude, I would sit and watch. Sit on the toilet and watch
KFC. KFC Wildin. That's KFC, guys.
That's hilarious.
KFC South Africa. They wildin'. Oh, South Africa actually has a bunch of white people in it.
So next time you South guys Africa. Come, next time you guys come over, I wanna.
Oh yeah.
I know your knees are good. Yours?
Yo, don't expose my knees like that, blood.
Wait, how do we know his knees are good?
Yeah, don't be
I mean, I seen them.
Yo, hey, you really want to see some shit? Watch me and Mike both do that.
Man.
Do that.
You remember that year that Razzie and his street level
tribe? Bro? Some old tribe?
Man, you remember that year
rapping,
that.
They were rapping, man.
That year right. That Razzie and his street level dudes were making fun of us being those two fat dudes that dance in the Houston Rockets.
Oh, the ones that they did like the somersault
shit?
That shit was actually tight. Yo, remember when we used to
Sexy Back,
do our dance to Sexy Back? And
yeah.
We also did it to the one with T.I.
Which one?
What was your dance?
It was stupid.
Was it
it was super simple.
What was the other single
do
from
you
that?
Do your dance.
It was Sexy Back, and there
dance.
Was another single from that same album.
Shots of Fredo Bang. Do my dance.
I think it was the one. T.I. is not on Sexy Back, right?
No, he's on another song on Future Set.
Hey, wait.
No, that's AO Technology.
Stop with the fucking melodies, man.
My bad. No, he's on a song with JT.
That's what I'm saying.
I see us holding hands.
That one.
Yeah.
That's
I'm gonna listen to JT.
The end of the pie. Yo, this has been off the rails. Ooh. You got anything you want people to listen to real quick before we sign off?
Yeah, go ahead. Play it.
No, but I'm saying, do you have any peeps real quick? Any quick peeps? You got a quick peep?
I'm on the last.
Hit me with a quick peep.
Mike, I'm on the last episode of Reservation Dogs. I haven't watched episode 10, and I have not really enjoyed season 3. Episode 9 of season 3. Yeah. It did have me crying a little bit. I was like, okay, this is really heartwarming and good.
They
and
did good, and they landed well. I'll say that. Season hasn't been great, but they landed well.
Yeah.
And it's the last season.
Yeah, and I mean, so is Winning Time. That, like, a lot of shows that I like are coming to an end, like, quick with it.
I didn't watch the last season of Winning Time. Was it good?
It was good. I mean, it was great, but it's just...
Interesting.
It just came to an end, like, abruptly.
I wonder if the strike did this, but I don't know.
The strike did this.
Somebody did this.
And is strike almost over or over now?
It is over.
I
think it's supposed to be over.
Today was, they said, oh, you know, they said that they were going to go back into the, on Monday, because they're going to do, like, just separate deliberations on the weekend.
Yeah.
So Monday, they're going to continue. Mm. So we're not done yet.
We ain't done.
We're not done like we're in a
I just got into football real heavy, like football shows just leading into the season.
Oh, okay. I'm like, know, what are you talking about? You watch football.
Yeah, but.
You watch your Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
No, like quarterback and.
I keep forgetting to watch. There's so much.
What's the other football shit that everybody?
Oh, BS High. I watched.
No, what's that? The big one that. Oh, All American. You watch All American?
No, I don't watch that. That's like a novella type of shit.
I like that shit.
Nah, I don't know. I'm good on it. Alex watched it, so I saw a few episodes, but yeah, I was cool on it. Damn, what else have I watched? I watched a good movie recently. Oh, on Hulu about. Singing camp. That shit is pretty funny.
Oh, theater camp?
Theater camp. That shit was great. Yeah, that shit was great, right?
I walked in the theater.
I think you're talking about that shit with Adam Devine.
You mean Bumper Does Germany or some shit?
I did go to This Is Important Live. That was good. That was good last week.
Oh, okay.
Or 2 weeks ago.
I actually listened to one of them and it was really funny.
Yeah, but our episode, it was diarrhea heavy. I was just like,
That's right up your alley, though.
I mean,
shout out to Nueva York.
No, it was in LA, in Long Beach.
No, I'm talking about when you shit yourself.
Oh, yeah. I went to the Raiders Chargers game last week. That was awesome. Going to Chicago in 2 weeks to watch the Raiders Bears game. Hopefully the Raiders win. I don't know if they're going to win another game.
How did that come about? Or why did that come about?
Oh, man, we go every year. Raiders Chargers. This is my third year.
No, going. I'm talking about Chicago.
Chicago.
So Randy and Jody, they go every year. And, I mean, their group, they go every year to a different stadium. Follow the Raiders to a different state. So this year we're going finally.
Donation
of domination.
You know what I just recently saw that it's not new, but I liked it. The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Y'all ever seen that shit?
Nah, what's that about?
I know it's a movie on Netflix, right? Horror movie.
It's a horror movie, and it has a homeboy from Succession who plays a dad.
I'm season three now, guys.
Who's a great actor? But the dad.
Which dude from Succession?
The dad.
The dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in it, and he's one of the main characters. And it's called The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
I feel like I might have watched
And it's it. Actually, it was actually a fun movie. I mean, once you kind of understand, you're like, okay, I get it. Basically, what it's about is there's this father and son. They're, I guess, morticians or whatever. They do autopsies on dead bodies in a small town. And this one dead body pops up in their town. They bring it to them late night. And they have to do this autopsy. And as soon as they cut this woman up and start looking at her dead body, fun ensues. And by fun, I mean horror. But yeah, it was. I watched it the other night. I was like, oh, it's kind of aight. So I like that. So peep that. Yeah.
Emil Hirsch in that genre.
Emil Hirsch is a son.
So. I really haven't. I've been rewatching. You know what? I'm in a place where I'm in rewatch. I can't really start. I'm watching Billions. Yeah, I do. But I've been every now and then I watch new shit. Like Billions, I got into it.
I want to get into Billions.
It's all right. I wouldn't recommend Succession. It. It's all right.
I'm on season three of Succession. We slowly but surely.
I think you could do better than Billions. I'll tell you that much.
Really?
I think that if you don't have anything else, watch Billions. Okay. But if you got some more shows and you're Serato.
I just like watching that Shannon Sharpe is now with Stephen A. and
Stephen A.
Yeah.
So, is this a reoccurring thing where Shannon Sharpe can't keep calling him Skip?
Come on, Skip.
Is it?
So I was watching on Twitter that apparently like. It's been taking him a while to get accustomed to working with Stephen A. This is what I'm trying to tell you, Skip. Oh, God damn. But he gets mad. God damn it.
I haven't seen that yet.
I wish you would, man. I wish we had time. I would have showed you.
So you want us to peep First Take?
But I love First Take. I love fucking First We Feed. What's that other one called with Nick?
Hot Ones.
No, not Hot Ones. I like
with
Hot
Cameron
Ones.
With Cameron and Mace?
Yeah, I love that shit. What it is. But
what it is, ho?
Nah, the other one, shit.
Yo, did you watch?
I watch all the sports shits. I was skipping all his.
Come on, Skip.
Friends. Skipping Friends.
That's the one.
Did you watch the recent one?
Undisputed.
With Mace and Cameron, where like Mace was like,
yeah.
he said, So we take mental health very serious.
About Chandler Jones? Yeah, yeah. He's
like, that nigga crazy. Yeah.
I don't watch. I don't respect him as sports analyst. So I'll be watching.
So that. What though? It's just like
they, yeah, you're right. I'm just mad that they stole my idea. That was the show that they produced, yeah, was supposed to be the show that I pitched to Trey. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be me and him, where you he actually do it. Where he knew about sports, mm-hmm, and I would just kind of talk shit.
Yeah,
that was the idea, and then it got stolen. But yeah. So I also I've been listening to this album called The Paris Tapes.
Okay.
The Futuristics, Mike and Keys, the producers. Mm-hmm. They put an album called The Paris Tapes, and it's really good. Y'all should check that out. And we gonna go out on that. This has been Off the Rails. My name is Rich. I've been in this bitch. Hold it to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Hold it to my right. And we out.
Yeah. Nah. The funniest shit is, my phone can't hear what's going in my headphones, and I try to Shazam my shit.
I literally just told you what it was.
I don't give a fuck. I want to type that shit.
The
parents
think,
motherfucker. Granny love him.
I'm about to help you out, but now I'm not. I hope you get hit with a dick.
I hope Al transitions real quick.
Trying to be chosen. Taking you out.
Didn't even know that one.